2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a long way. And then sometimes you hit a chute or a snake and you fall back down. In Vaishnav, in Krishna consciousness, that's called Vaishnav Aparad. Being offensive, being critical, gossiping. You land and you go all the way back. You even go lower than the beginning. You go low. But Mother Ganga and Tulsi is like getting the ladder. It springboards us up. How should we approach Mother Ganga, Maharaj?
Thank you very much. I would. This is a good entry into the subject. We will talk a little bit, and I will request our Raghunath to also contribute. You can approach Mother Ganga in three ways, and the way you approach her will absolutely determine your experience. You can see her simply as H2O, or water. Wash yourself, wash your clothes in it, and you will have the experience of a river in India. This is called in Sanskrit the Adi Bhautik level. You can also see Mother Ganga on the Adiatmic level. That would be, you see her having an energy to purify you, to enter your heart, to give you something which you didn't have before. In other words, to free you from your karma and to give you some love of Krishna. And Ganga will respond. The third level is you can see her as a divine goddess. You can pray to her as you do to a divine goddess like Radharani, Tulsi, and so on. And Ganga will also reciprocate. Think of it like... Like this book. On one level, it's simply a weight. You could use it to weigh bananas or whatever you want to weigh with it. And the book will remain for you a weight if you approach it. Then you can open it and see, wow, it's a mixture of black and white colors. Yes, it is. But you could also approach the book on a third level where you see, my God, this is a songbook with very nice content, with very uplifting content. And for you, this book will be a songbook and not a weight. So, my dear everyone, how should we approach Ganga? I would invite you to a bold experiment. Why not invite her like she's worshipped in the temples on the bank of Mother Ganga, a divine goddess who you can approach through prayer. And the Mother Ganga will respond, because now comes a very nice concept. The Gangas and all holy places have a certain Vastu Shakti or energy, and that Vastu Shakti is in response to the way you relate to this holy item. It will reveal itself, but sometimes it will not even wait for you. It will work anyways, like a flame in a fire. You don't need to understand it in one way. The child who thinks, oh, it's a butterfly, will get burned, just like the scientist who has some complicated theory. It will burn the scientist as well. So yes, while you can see Mother Ganga on three different levels, and while this will influence your, how do you say, how she responds. There is another dimension, and that is that Mother Ganga has an inherent shakti, an inherent potency. Let me share with you a fascinating story to that end. It's about another holy river. It's about the sister of Mother Ganga. I hear you will see her also, Yamuna, in Vrindavan. Once there was the brother of Tulsidas, who was an artist, traveling in a theater show group. They would play theater, they would have music. This man was a sensualist, like you have not seen many of those in America. He used to put kajal around his eyes. He was constantly a little high on substances. He was a first-class actor, and he would go around performing the theater show in his charismatic way. And afterwards, he would approach ladies on which his eye had fallen, and they would go off for romantic activities. So once it so happened that this, please imagine him, long, black, oily hair, charismatic earrings, eyes that were a little drunken, but not too much, so that he looked very rolling eye type, highly attractive to the opposite sex, who at least those who wanted such adventures. So he once performed in a town, and then he thought, let me make a little excursion, and he came to a village, and his eyes fell on a beautiful lady, village lady, who was drawing water from a well, pouring it into an appropriate container, and then walking with the water home. As he walked, why do I clap three times in the hands? The dramatic effect comes now. His eyes fell on this beautiful lady, and infatuated by her beauty, he began to follow her. He was a real womanizer. But when the lady saw this, she accelerated her steps, went faster. She came home and said to her husband, there's a city man following me with evil intent. Let us lock the front door and escape through the back door. So they walked out of the house, and they came to the Yamuna River. And as they looked back, they saw this infatuated actor following, checking if he had money or gold to pay. They thought, oh no. So they said to all the boatsmen, whenever if he wants to cross over the boat, the Yamuna, don't allow him to cross over the Yamuna. He has some evil intent. He's, the American word is stalking. I know your language. He is stalking. So the boatsmen all knew the husband and the wife and said, tika, 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 okay, okay, okay. So they went in the boat, they crossed the Yamuna, and they went to the ashram of their guru, who was on the other side. And asked for spiritual instructions, and it was wonderful. And after some time, the guru said, I want to serve you now prasadam, so that you can nourish yourself, you can eat yourself. So when they came to the prasadam room, there were not two plates, there were three plates. Oh, Guru Maharaj, who is the third person? He's just now coming, said the guru, and pointed outside through the window. And there was this actor coming. He was dripping wet. He had swum through the Jamuna, stalking. The husband said, Guru Maharaj, this man has evil intention. His lusty eyes have fallen on my wife. He is cured, said the Guru Maharaj. Just listen what he says. And as they listened, they saw this man walking with happiness in his heart, and he chanted, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Radhe, Radhe, or something else, but something something with Radhe. He had been transformed. He had been changed. He had been experiencing the Vastu Shakti, the inherent potency of a holy river, which doesn't wait if you know it or not. It just works on you. It works on you. Dhanuda Maharaj is, has told me that once his mother, very attached New York mother, had come to Vrindavan with the intention to ask him to come back to New York. She was really not agreeable to the path which her son had chosen. So after one day of staying in Yamuna, in Vrindavan, she was very upset. How can you stay in such a dusty village? There is a cow stool on the streets, and people collect it. I've never seen such a crazy thing in my life. And she was really antagonistic. But after 5 days or 3 days, one day she came to her son and said, I hate to admit it. New York English. I hate to admit it, but I woke up singing Hare Krishna. Aww. The holy places have an inherent Shakti, a Vastu Shakti. Mother Ganga has a Vastu Shakti. Everything spiritual has a Shakti that works on you, but it's better to approach it in a respectful way. It's better to approach a sacred river, if you can't see it as a divine goddess, and you see again, you can see here is a divine Shakti. Couldn't you feel, as Raghunath was singing at the banks of the Ganga, everyone could feel it, even a deaf man could feel it. Even this, there was this journalist coming at the end, you know, the one who had danced with a little charismatic hat on the on the head, you know, the normal hat. How do we call such a hat?
It was that guy dancing with the weird hat on.
Yeah.
That guy.
So he was very, very impressed. He is a Vikramaditya told me he is a journalist, has a newspaper, and wants to invite Raghunath and make a big poster of him and put it in the temple. That's they talk very nicely when they are enthusiastic. No need to believe everything. But yes, everyone could feel it. So my dear everyone, although your mind, you will... Where do you come from? New York or mixed?
All mixed.
Everywhere. All mixed, everywhere. Sorry? Köln. Köln, so, Cologne. Schön, dich zu sehen. wherever you have come from, you have brought most probably your impressions with you. Everywhere where I go, says Nietzsche, a dog follows me called ego. oops, there you are again. And sometimes he will bark a little bit, or at least whimper a little bit. And he will, but no matter what it is, please remain respectful towards the holy rivers, holy places, and you will see the inherent spiritual Shakti, the Vastu Shakti, will be much faster received by you and will actually bring about a miracle in your life. And you will see it when you're home. I don't even know if you will call that place home any longer, but that's another question. You, whenever you go, so how should we approach Ganga? I would say as a very sacred river, adored by saints and sages, and as a river who has a unique quality, that is to purify your heart and bring you closer to your spiritual goal. I come here because I wish to be prepared to go to the holy place, Vrindavan, so that my eyes and ears are not clogged. Today I went through Rishikesh, and there were two. First, there was one man who said, "Ear cleaning, I can clean your ear." And I thought, you are very intimate with... Do we know each other very well? But then I remembered, it's the service they offer here in Rishikesh. Then when the next person came and offered ear cleaning, I said, I took a bath, it's all right, it's clean enough. Yes, coming to a holy place does some ear cleaning to all of us. It helps our spiritual senses to awaken so that we can receive much, much better the spiritual energy, which works on everyone, but which also is easier received if you approach it in the right way. And I believe you will, here comes another American word, you guys will make a Ganga Puja, isn't it? Or
we're working stuff out.
We're working stuff out. Good. Yes. That is what I wanted to say. Remember my example? We can see on different levels reality. And this is best seen as very sacred, because traditions teach us, scriptures teach us, through the ages Mother Ganga was worshipped as with that Ganga Mai or Ganga Mata, as a divine goddess who has motherly affection for all. If you can't see it as that, no problem. See her, you can see her at least as some carrying some wonderful energy with her. So, thank you. I have talked, I think, sufficiently. Raghunath, what is, you bring people over the, over many years now to these holy places. Ganga, Vrindavan, and other places. What have you observed in your travel groups? And what would you say makes it easier for the groups to absorb the spiritual Shakti, which is undoubtedly there at the holy places? You must have seen some people struggling because it's culturally very different. I remember one of my friends, he is deceased, Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, a very saintly Swami. He told me when he first came to India, there was a he saw a person on the street just lying there. After 1 hour, he saw the person still lying there, and when he came closer, he could see he had not moved an inch. He was dead. What he also saw is that people had thrown coins on him, and as he was looking closer, three people came by and also added and threw coins on him. Later he asked, what were they doing? And the idea, and he was told, well, by his cloth one can see he was a poor man, so they threw money on him so that when there is enough, wood can be bought so that he can get a decent funeral. Such a different culture. Very different culture. So he was culturally shocked. So I believe any one of us, I mean, I had my cultural shock with the ear cleaner today. I was not prepared until I figured it out. I thought, am I so dirty in the ears? You know? But it's a general. So there's sometimes a cultural shock, and I think you have seen a lot of that. And so how would you say, can we make the best use, the best benefit, get the best benefit of staying or being at a holy place, because you have seen a lot in this?
I have this much realization sitting next to Maharaj, but I think he just is being kind to me, so I'll answer. You know, there's a place in San Francisco called Mavericks. It's a very big wave. And people go from surfing the waves to surfing these very, they can't even paddle in. They have to get towed into the wave. And you can see videos of these. They're monster waves. They're so big. It's like shocking. And I try to, when I watch these videos, and I'm a little scared of water myself, so when I watch these videos, I think, what exhilaration they must feel, especially when it starts to barrel, when that's when the wave comes over and they're going shooting through the barrel of the wave. The material ecstasy they must have from riding that. And as long as they're going with the wave, because the waves break either right or they break left. So as long as they're going with the wave, they're actually riding it. And the wave itself is pushing them down the line. Everything works perfect unless they go against that flow. And then it's the most tragic thing you could ever imagine, is to get a wipeout at Mavericks or a wipeout at Pipeline in Hawaii. There are these massive waves. So Vrindavan, these holy places, have the same effect. The joy and the ecstasy you feel, it just gets very, very heightened on an internal level where you will feel higher than you've ever felt. And you can't quite explain it because, I mean, we're from Germany and, you know, all over Europe and America. We've been to great places. We've been to the best beaches. We've been to the Grand Canyon. We've been to Yosemite. We've been to beautiful waterfalls. We've been to all the beautiful places. Why is going to this dusty little village with cow dung on the ground, a dead man with some coins on him, you know, camel dung? Why?
why do I feel so high in this place? It's like surfing Mavericks, because we're going with the flow. And what is the flow? The flow is I'm taking myself out of the center.
Wonderful.
And I'm putting divinity, God, Krishna at the center. And so that's what my job is as the group leader, is to say, okay, today we're going to sing. Today we're not going to criticize. Today we're going to see the good in other people. Today we're going to be tolerant. Those are all clues to unlock, right? It's like the combination to the safe. And when you use that combination, you open it and there's the gold. There's the jewels inside. If you do that combination correctly, you're surfing big waves. You feel the ecstasy of the big waves. Once you go against that flow, it becomes that same ecstasy, as high as it's more tragic than it will ever be. And that is when I start getting my ego in the way. And you know why I can tell the story so well? Because it happens to me. When I stop thinking like, oh, I'm here to serve the Supreme Purusha, Krishna, the center, the ultimate enjoyer of everything. And when I come, I say, no, I want to enjoy this place. That's why we always say we don't come like tourists. We come as pilgrims. We're here to serve. What do we do when we come to Rishikesh? We sit down and we chant. And we're serving the Dham. And then people who come and they say, oh, how nice. They're singing here. And you see didn't you see the faces on the people? Both tourists and locals. They go, oh yeah. That's why we're here too. Last year I was here and these couple from Israel came up to me after we sang and said, I said, and I introduced myself, we talked. I said, why are you here? And they said, we came for this, but we couldn't find it. Everyone in their heart is searching for God, but they misplace God and put something else there. Adventure, bungee jumping,
yeah.
Whatever.
Rafting,
romance, whatever it is. So in such a place, if I get my ego in the center, Vrindavan, these holy places become the most disastrous, and we've seen it. I've seen it with my people, and I've seen it with me, that people just go, I got to get out of here. Now. I thought you were staying a couple days longer. Now I got to go. And they just make up an excuse, they change their flight, and they leave. Because they're in the wrong consciousness. From the moment you guys got together in that hotel in Delhi, and we sat down, and then we went to Varanasi, all these satsangs we give every day is to prepare the consciousness as the heat goes up. Because I want us to all surf and feel that high. Because my goal at leading this is, it's going to end soon. Sooner than you think is going to be over. And the lady or the gentleman in the airplane will say, put on your seatbelts, and these are the exit doors here. And you're going to put on that seatbelt. My goal, my win, is when you get in that plane for you to say, where was I? What just happened to me? So every day we have satsang, every day we hear, every day we chant, every day we bathe, every day we pray at the Ganga. Cleanse me of that ego, which has been directing me. It's been directing my choices. It's how I present in the world. Let me approach in a more humble way so I can surf like that and feel that. And let me take even a little bit of that feeling and bring it back home to live it and to give it to other people. But this brings another question. We have kirtan together. We have japa on our malas. Are we calling God into our life? Are we calling God to fix our problems? Right now I'm going through some problems in my life. And I'm asking God, can you arrange these problems? Fix these problems. And I don't think they're bad questions to ask God. My wife has left me and she wants to take my child away to some other place. Now I understand it's a bad situation. Everyone loses. But do I dig my heels in and say, no, you can't leave. You have to stay right here, and this is how we're going to parent? Or do I say, okay, we're going to work it out in blocks of time? I'm trying to ask Krishna, what do you want? What do you want? How should I look at this? And I want to make the right choice. So do I pray to Ganga? Do I pray to my japa? Do I pray in my kirtan with that intention? Or should I just say, Krishna, I trust you. Direct my life. I'm sick of asking for everything. You know what I need. You know what's right. I accept fate as the hand of God. What should I do? How should we pray?
Well, thank you. There are three ways to approach this. Three, you can do it like everything on three levels. The conventional religious person will always ask God to become part of his world and serve him or help him, let's call it like this. A committed spiritualist will be totally different. He will say, I want to serve you and I want to know what is your idea. And then there is a confidential spiritualist, and a confidential person, he will want to enter Krishna's world entirely. So when we approach with spirituality, we will want God to be part of our world and do our bidding, our little desires. We want him to give us an ice cream when we need it and want it. When we go a little higher, we understand maybe he has a better idea what I should for my life, and we are committing to do his service. And when we are advancing very high, we want to finally escape central prison, the world of birth and death, and become part of his pastimes. Now, when in America we say when the rubber hits the street or something like that.
Rubber hits the road.
When the rubber hits the road. In other words, when I am in a situation like you, where there is something concrete, your wife wants to take your child and with it the remnants of your dream to have a fulfilling family life. Try to do your best, as good as your intelligence works. But then, when you come to the level where you feel, well, I have given my part, then let Krishna do the rest. We all need to be, bring our humanity to spiritual life. Yes, there are different levels of spiritualists, but what do I do? I would say, give your best as far as your intelligence goes, and be conscious when your limitation comes. Okay, here I can't go further. I did my best. I acted according to dharmic principles, fairness, seeing what is the good for everyone. I tried my best to do it like this. And now I must say, my Lord, I resign. I can't go further. You please help me. And he always comes and helps at that time. I hope this answers your question to some degree of satisfaction. Because these are heart-wrenching subject matters, and we really can only give our best. But then don't be attached when you hit the border where it gets crazy if you try more and complicated and entangled and everyone feels bad, including you, and so on. Then you resign and say, my Lord, now take over. These are serious discussions. Life is not theory. Life happens to you while you make other plans. And then when the rubber hits the road, when it comes, and you have to go to the dentist without narcotic injection, when you are sitting in your, when you're lying in your bed ready to be rolled into the surgeon's theater and you have a few waking moments left, then it comes to that moment where you say, I tried my best, but this is what the situation is. I guess it's time to ask the Almighty to help, where my small might or power has reached its limitation. Raghunath, what I appreciate so much about you, you are one of the most honest men. You are so untypical American. We always try to keep a facade, you know? By the way, that's also what the Germans do and what the Londoners do. It's what insecure people do. Yes. Good. We can talk more privately about it. Yes.
Sorry.
This is not the public surgery room.
Yes. Sometimes I hear that from different sages also saying, like from different devotees, they say that as Krishna is our, Krishna is everything, Krishna is giving us everything. So can I not be as a child, a brat, always ask Krishna whatever I like, because he's my father, he's giving me everything. So look, I can just be like, I want this. If he will not give me, who will give me? Who else will give me?
Janeshwar Abhavu, have you understood his very good question? This is discussed by a great acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and I find he gives a very, very realistic answer. The idea for a devotee is he wants to serve Krishna because his ultimate goal is to go further and not stay limited in his own little world where his good and bad is very relative, and sometimes this it changes. He wants to serve the Lord. That's his general desire. He wants to go there. But when there are situations where the devotee is very upset with something, and he calls out to the Lord, please save me in this situation, that is not against the idea of bhakti. But in that situation, when he's really upset, it is a very, 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 it's a sign that you turn with a simple a bhava of that of a dependent child to the Lord. But you don't, you will not want to do it so often. You will not always be in his ear, because perhaps at the moment you ask for things that are like a child, not so good for you. But when the situation comes, you're in a traffic jam. You see, you're heading towards... Have you ever been in traffic accidents, a car accident? Have you noted that when you come close to that, everything seems to go in slow motion? And you see, helplessly, your car is going in the wrong direction on the wrong side of the road. Have you seen that?
I've never been in a car accident.
Oh, I have been many times.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I went down a cliff.
Yeah. you know that's not the right direction. But, somehow something, perhaps it's your karma, pulls you in that direction. I know one person who was learning bicycle driving, and all he told himself, don't go on the wrong side, you will collide with another bicycle. But as this other bicycle came, in slow motion he saw himself bong, colliding. It's an interesting phenomena. Anyways, when at such a moment, when you see something is coming, and you are overwhelmed by it, you call out, Krishna save me, or God save me, or Allah save me, or whatever is your preferred name of that more than human reality, no? Then it is a sign of taking shelter. In other words, what is nagging in one situation is in another situation a sign of spiritual advancement. Reality is not black and white. How do you like your pilgrimage so far, if I may ask?
Amazing.
Yeah? Sometimes some inner work is required?
Yeah.
It is, yes.
Every moment.
Every moment. But I liked very much your answer. Raghunath's answer is very, very correct. There is this big wave called Maverick. In Vrindavan there is an expression about this which in English translates as the Vrindavan flow. You have identified it very much. And when you go against the flow, Vrindavan flow, because you have some selfish agenda, yeah, then Vrindavan shows you that you are not in the flow of Vrindavan. That was a very perfect answer. It was very satisfying. And these spiritual practices, as Raghunath said, helps you to come to that spiritual level where you can see the flow and joyfully agree, let me go with that wave.
So there's a way to be in actual Vrindavan, but not, quote, entered Vrindavan. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, it has, all holy places have an external dimension. And as you said, here in the Himalayas, there is now a new phenomena in Indian life. It is called Tirtha tourism. It's tourism which is not directed towards typical touristic spots but to holy spots. Mm. And they do make this the people who want the people who want know they can earn money, it's revenue. They arrange touristic attraction here. And it is sometimes saddening to see how people then miss the whole point. I remember once in Jaipur, I was going to enter the Jaipur temple, the Govindaji temple, and I saw there was a group of Westerners, so I was a little interested. So I walked past them and I understood they were speaking in German. That's a language I know also. And so they were speaking about, you know, where one can buy Coca-Cola. And if there is a cinema in Jaipur. This was a conversation, you know, the German entertainments, you know. Then I said in my best, there's low German and high German. So in my high German, es gibt etwas viel Besseres als Coca-Cola und Filme. There's something much better. And they said, what is it? It's behind this entrance. It's behind the gate. There is an actual ancient temple where you can actually meet the supreme person. You can meet God. Really, they said. And then one lady said, let me first dress appropriately. It's all right. Can you bring us there? And I said yes. And I had a German group, my first German group in Jaipur. But what I noticed in retrospect is many people come here not because they're necessarily bad intention or so, they just don't know better. And someone needs to be there and says, he is this, 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 this. Or as you said, people who came to Hrishikesh and then they saw the kirtan and they said, we came here for this, but we could not find it. So a pilgrim guide is always very, very, very essential and important because he brings you from the external dimension where you really only get the same, more or less. Not exactly the same, because Ganga Mai works also on the pilgrim. As long as they don't do something bad. Sometimes people ask us, what do you think about the rafters? I think that's very nice. I say it's very nice that they are in contact with Mother Ganga. Sometimes they do some swimming. But a problematic thing is if they get drunk on the beach of Mother Ganga and then engage in activities that just bring bad karma. That is the problem. And often these adventure routes have these things. I think you didn't have whiskey as of yet.
Not yet. No intention.
No intention.
But we were thinking about rafting. But can I share my experience rafting? Because I didn't want to do. But then one nice lady also leading pilgrimages who I respect, she said, oh yeah, I take my students rafting. I said, how could you do that? It's... you're turning the Ganga into a amusement park. She says, you know, we just go there and chant as we go down, and we get the most beautiful darshans of the Ganga that you can't see from the road. And so then, from then on, I've been about 4 times rafting, and it's got that beautiful energy, and you jump out and then you just bathe in the Ganga, and you don't see anything around except jungle and some little ashrams here and there. But if you tell me not to do it, I won't do it.
No, I was telling the opposite. When you do these things in a respectful way and don't engage in these karmic activities, you know, then I think the mother embraces you with open arms. It's the way you do things. You can perhaps touch Mother Ganga first. That's the traditional way of taking a bath. You go to Mother Ganga, you make a sign, gesture of respect. You can do this, or you can bow down, or anything. And then you first take the water respectfully. You want to be and interested in details, you put it on your senses, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, and towards your mouth. That's 7 gates of the body. And then you enter respectfully. then it's a whole different story. It's all about what Raghunath said. Let the dog called ego not become inflated and big and bite you. Enter into in a service mood. Wow.
This is Brian the Chief, we call him. He has a question. Can he answer a question?
Yeah,
time?
Yeah. I also had an idea.
Sure.
Why not have Krishna Murari Goswami from Vrindavan also say something about holy places and their power? But perhaps after Mr. Brian?
Brian,
yes.
Krishna Murari not only is from Vrindavan, he's very learned. He's immersed in all the stories and the stories of Krishna. He came to visit us at the hotel the first day, and I sat him down for breakfast, and I asked him one question, and that question took about an hour and a half. He took us on a beautiful journey within that hour and a half, and I said, this is the way I want to start my pilgrimage. And that was very beautiful in New Delhi. He came, he was the first person I saw.
This time.
And so he's also invited us to his home, where he's sang for us, danced for us, fed us. And so very happy to have him here. Please share.
No,
I saved him. Krishna Murari, please share.
Actually, it is said that when the Sukritis, or the good things which we have done in this life or the other lives, when all those Sukritis, those good things, when they gather together at that point of time, a person gets chance to visit such holy places. Actually, the master plans for all of us, as Marge was already telling, that life is what? Life is what happens to us, and while we plan it. So basically, when we have done so many good things, when they get together, when at that point of time, we get chance to visit such holy places. And there's a statement about holy places that, time can change people, situations can change people can change people, and places can change people. And these holy places, like Ganga, Vrindavan, they really, really have that energy of bringing that change. I was speaking just today morning with one couple from Russia, and they were sharing their own experience of a person who was doing some drugs or something, but when he came to Jagannath Puri, to one of the holy dham, and as soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, he really felt something that extraordinary, that he really said that, oh, what I have always been is, I think, not acceptable to my Lord. And that point of change marked a great change into his life. You never know what can really might happen, what a big change can happen to us. It is said in Shastras that dhamasya sanyogat, by coming into the association of holy places, punastvam taruni nava, that the spiritual life of a person gets nourished. New connections or new inspirations are received when a person comes into the association or comes into the touch of Holy Dham. And there's an example, as we are talking about the flow of Mother Ganga, the flow of Vrindavan. Actually, spiritual life is definitely a flow. And the sages have given one very good example. When a stone, a piece of stone, which is ugly, which is sharp. Sharp means sharp is related to which can destroy something or which can harm others. When that sharp stone stays in the flow of river, when you have a sharp stone which is dangerous, which is not good, which is ugly, when that stone stays in the flow of a river, so with the flow of that river, that sharp stone will get crushings here and there because it will go down the flow. And one day what will happen, those bad things, those sharp things which might destroy things, which are not good, they will get crushed and they will get removed away. And then they will turn out to, that same stone will turn out into a really round one, which is even considered sacred, which is even considered worshipable. So when you are in the flow, when you cannot really relate to the spiritual parts, just be in the flow with the respect. I always tell the new pilgrims, when you can not connect with the things, at least keep a positive distance. And what does the positive distance really mean? Means you are little away from it, from the things which you can really not relate to, but you have a respect for it. Because by keeping respect, you will earn so much kripa, so much spiritual blessings that you might miss by being strange to those things. The spiritual life, my dear devotees, my dear pilgrims, has two parts. One is cheshta, one is your efforts, and the another thing is kripa, mercy, which flows. So with our efforts in our spiritual life, we can make progress, advancement, but much, much more advancement, much, much good things can happen to us when the spiritual life gets nourished by mercy, by kripa. Because of your efforts, you can walk only 10 meters. And because of kripa, because of mercy, spiritual blessings, you can fly. I won't say much, but this is my little advice, that when you are at the holy places, be respectful and try to gather those, you know, spiritual vibes, like the Americans say, spiritual vibes. Get those vibes on, and and you shall definitely see changes, and not bad changes, good changes happening in these spiritual places. Thank you very much. Radhe Shyam.
We have time for Martin's question.
Really short.
Really short, yeah. Question.
Yes. I had the question in my heart. Krishna knew what my question was, and you have answered it. I mean, my question was that there's a lot of us here who have been here for the first time. And in my, everywhere we've gone has been sacred on our pilgrimage, and we're coming to Vrindavan, which is for me going to be the most sacred. And my question was going to be, as first time pilgrims to Vrindavan, how should we enter in a frame of mind? And Krishna gave it to you, and you answered the question, and you told us how to do it. And that's it. I didn't have to ask my question. So thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Harsh, thank you so much. We are going to humbly petition and beg to spend some time with you in Vrindavan.
Yes, I think you are in contact with Bhanu Nandini.
Yes.
And then we can find some. Yes, yes. With pleasure, I would like to see you again and have your good association. And
we're also going to come. Not tomorrow night, but the next night
to the
kirtan.
Yeah, good, wonderful. Thank you very much for coming.
Maharaj is a very good speaker, isn't he? Where do you hear him say? It's from the heavens.
Yes, I wish you all the best, really, and there was a few good points. It started with the Maverick, with the flow of the idea of the flow and not opposing the flow. And we heard also your nice example of these sharp stones, which when they are in the flow, they become round and even worshipable. I took such a round stone with me in my luggage from Ganga. And then also the point, let us always remain in a respectful attitude and some mercy will come by this. And then we will, you said we will fly even. So I think you will all, when I see you in Vrindavan, you have all wings. Thank you. It was such a joy to join you. And we came from down there to this bridge. And the first thing is we heard the kirtan. We couldn't see you. You were out of our range, so to say. And I immediately felt that excitement. Ching, 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 ching. And quickened my steps, and then I saw Raghunath, and I saw all of you, and people flocking around. You definitely made an impression in Rishikesh with that kirtan, and we have some accomplished dancers amongst you. Fine, so all the best for the remaining part of your pilgrimage. What is it? After this, Vrindavan?
After this, actually, we're going straight to stopping Govardhan. Haridwar for a little bit, and then yeah. Govardhan.
Govardhan, oh yeah. And then?
Yes.
Finished.
Finished.
Let's not think about this. Fine.
Shri Sachidana Nandana Maharaja ki Namaya ki Krishna Kanaya Lala ki.
Thank you. Thank you.